Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the show here on Journey into the Light. And Sarah is joining us from actually here in the States, but she's from England. And she is a certified energy medicine and shamanic healer. And her website that you can reach her is right here on the show page. So you can click on that while the show starts here. And I'm joined here by my co-host here. Let's welcome Bonnie onto the show. Welcome, Bonnie.
Hi, Michael. How are you this afternoon?
Good. Yourself?
Doing well. Thanks a lot.
All right. Well, we're gonna bring on our guest here for this segment. And, Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. And your first time here on Journey in the Light. And so a lot of people are first time hearing you. So if you would take a little time, let the folks know what you do, and we'll just kind of go from there, if that's good.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to make sure I know who I am myself and make sure everyone else does. So my name is Sarah O'Haron, and I'm actually from Wales. It's a small distinction, but it's a different country than England.
Oh, okay. Wales. So, okay. Sorry.
That's okay. Everybody makes that. It's part of the United Kingdom, so everybody's... But the only distinction, the reason why I'm pointing that out is because there's a lot more depth of indigenous knowledge that comes from Wales than there is from England. It's, you know, it's the home of the Druids, and so we have a fairly extensive history of living with the dragons, and so I think that gives some a little bit different perspective culturally. Anyway, what I do is I'm actually a empathic physician. I do OBGYN and pediatrics, but I've always studied shamanic healing, and I'm a certified energy healer. So I weave those traditions and learning into helping women and children. So that's the practice that I do.
That's an interesting. This is Bonnie here. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good, Bonnie. Good to hear you.
So you actually include like energy work and herbology and those kinds of things in your regular medical practice?
Not herbology. That's very specific. It doesn't mean I don't know some use of herbs. So we do, I mean, we talk about it some, but I'm really not a herbologist, but I definitely use my shamanic knowledge and energy healing in the work that I do. And sometimes people come to me purely for energy work, but most of the time people may not be, you know, I don't say, hey, I'm about to work with your energy body. And I also am not invasive about it. Sometimes I may say, you know, why don't you close your eyes for a minute and let's just feel into this trauma field here. And even though people may not consciously understand exactly what I'm saying, the spirit or the energy body understands and knows. So people accept it in that way. Or for instance, if I'm doing a procedure, you know, I work a lot with cervical cancer and things like that. And if I'm doing a procedure, I'm able to talk to the cellular body of the cervix, and I help people to go into a very relaxed state without having to say, you're feeling sleepy, you're closing your eyes, we're going on this journey, and you can journey in shamanism. But I don't have to do that to contact the energy body and put someone at peace so that their energy body isn't afraid going into, you know, people are very scared sometimes. They're lying on the table, very vulnerable, and it's a helpful way.
Do you find that people actually heal faster than they might otherwise because you're using the energy to help promote that?
I feel that it's a much more positive outcome when you work with the energies that are in the unseen world and you're not in your head thinking, because my presence, my energy is connecting to their energy body. And if we're connected in a way that allows the flow of spirit or the universe or whatever you want to call it to come through it, of course, many great things can happen. You know, miracles can happen that way. But, you know, you leave it open to the highest good and let that flow through. And that certainly helps me. It helps my knowing of what's going on, and it helps the patient to be able to allow it to be felt and healed in a better way.
Well, that's just incredible. So in essence, for people that don't understand what you just explained, it's sort of like a Reiki energy, only it's a universal energy that you are using to help with this process, even in your surgeries and things. Because is it coming out of your hands like it would with a Reiki practitioner?
It, Yeah, Reiki is a small portion of energy medicine. There's many names. It doesn't matter what names you use. The language of energetic healing, whether it be shamanism, energy medicine, using chi, there's so many disciplines all over the world. What we do is the same thing. Really, you're using your own being to channel energy through. Now, you use your hands, you use your heart, you use your entire being. For me, I'm working with my hands, so sometimes the energy is focused through my hands. Sometimes when I'm sensing, I'm sitting here on the phone waving my hands around as if you can see it, you know. realizing what I'm doing here. So sometimes I will use my hands to sense where there's inflammation or where there's a lot of denser energy that needs to be released. But when I'm going into healing with the work that I do, I literally use my whole being, and I send from what we call in the tradition that I work in is the Peruvian shamanism, which is and what the center that is the main flow is just above the belly button is called the Cusco, and it's the main energy center for all of us. It doesn't matter what tradition you're in. There's a sense of it coming from there and also from your heart, depending on what you're working with. You know, depending what area you're holding in that patient to be helped or to be healed and what layer of their energy body. But basically, it's just me holding space and allowing myself to be the hollow bone for that healing to come through.
Sir, I wanted to ask you, and you're really a perfect guest for this, because I love what you do, because you put your medical work that you've learned and been trained, which is so important, and my hat's off to you for all the time you invest in, all the knowledge you have, which is so important for all of us, that we can come to someone like you when we're needing help. But you also put the energy work in there too, so you can combine the two. So my question to you is, a lot of times on these shows that I do, now, I wouldn't say a lot, thankfully not a lot, but a few times people will call in, and we had a caller like this not so long ago. It was a young guy, and he was basically hearing voices, and he was feeling his energy was drained from his body because he went on a chat room. And I said, before you go to conclusions that this is aliens and other things, go and get a medical checkup. Go see a doctor, which he did say he hasn't seen a doctor about this or hasn't seen one in a long time. And I said, make sure everything's in order first. There might be something that's a little off that you might need an adjustment. We all need that from time to time. Does that sound advice? What would you say? Does that come up?
Well, yes. The unfortunate part is a lot of allopathic physicians, if they heard him say that, I mean, I agree with you. You definitely need to know things like sometimes if people's thyroid is high, they can get a thyroid psychosis. I mean, there's people in psychiatric wards that shouldn't be there because they just didn't get their thyroid checked, and that sets everything off. So there's definitely, he needs to have his physical layer of his energy body checked, you know, that needs to be done. The hard part is, if physically there's nothing going on, the problem is that a lot of physicians he would go to would immediately say, oh my gosh, you're psychotic, let's put you on an antipsychotic medicine, without understanding other layers that could be going on. So, you know, a lot of times when people come in to me, I mean, I have children who come in and say they hear messages, or they see, you know, they may see beings, you know, they have what people call pretend friends, which are often very real. I don't think there's anything pretend about them. And it's nothing frightening. You know, we have this sense that this physical world that we agree on seeing in this way is the only world that exists. Well, it's way more expansive and so much more magical than that. It's so much more out of the realm of anything we can really describe, but we all agree on a certain description of our world. And anything that stretches our realm, we say, is abnormal. Well, I disagree with that. First thing, my first sort of line of thought is that the body is extremely intelligent. Listen to it. So when somebody comes in, I have to talk children because there's not so many women that come in hallucinating because I see OBGYN and I do pediatrics, so I hear more of the pediatric side. And when the children come in saying things like that, I say, well, that's really interesting. Tell me about it. First of all, you want to make sure that they're not afraid of what's going on so that we can find out what truly is going on. There's lots of different things that can be happening. With this man, he could have picked up an entity. He could have been in a chat room where he got invaded with some other energetic beings. I know that sounds really crazy for most people, but there are other realms that exist that can kind of pass through into ours if we're not careful, especially if he was taking some kind of hallucinogen or something that opened up his, what I would call, assemblage point, which is the place that we see this world, and shifted the assemblage point that opened up another layer of another world and allowed certain energies to come in, because sentient energies are always attracted to other sentient energies. We give out a light, they're interested in coming into our realm. They're not always positive. I don't feel that they're evil either. I just want to tell you that. It's not, I don't think that their intent is malicious. I think it's more curiosity, but it may not be healthy for our day-to-day living. So
right.
There are other ways of approaching it. Does that sound too far-fetched? I may be stretching things further than people are comfortable with here.
No, not at all. I think that is perfect. I think that is my point was to, and that was my point to the young guy was, you know, just make sure physically everything's all right. Make sure there's not something that is maybe a little off, because then if physically you're okay, then you can look at the possibility of, you know, an entity or you know, something more, because, you know, we talk about, you know, different dimensions, and I believe in that all the time, and there's definitely attachments that can really drain your body, but instead of just going like that's it type thing, because I've had people that have called in and said they have helicopters flying over their house and they got something top secret that the government wants. They're writing a book, and I said, do you got secrets or something? Do you have something? No, I don't think so. But I said, why would the government want your book? I said, at least go get checked out first. And
yeah,
it's really hard to get people though to do that.
Well, it's unfortunate. You know, people feel like it's one side or the other. You're either on the side, quote, of agreeing with everything in allopathic medicine, or you're throw that out completely. And that's really crazy in a way, because the thing is, knowledge is knowledge. It's how do you use that knowledge and how are you seeing things with that knowledge? To me, the knowledge of the physical human body is really important. And I see a lot of naturopaths, so people who are in holistic medicine, who really don't understand the depths of allopathic medicine. They need that to know all layers. You know, you need to be able to know all layers to diagnose, which is really just find out what's going on. And physicians, you know, come in good, bad, or indifferent, and just like all people, everybody has different levels of knowledge that are available to them, different levels of wisdom that they're able to give, and different levels of healing. So it's like saying, well, I only go to hairdressers with a sign out front that says welcome. You know what I mean? It's like you got to go to someone that you feel like you trust and you resonate with.
But I'm really fascinated.
Not all hairdressers are the same.
I'm sorry. I
didn't mean to interrupt you.
I'm really fascinated by you, and I wish, wherever you are, I wish I was closer. I would come to you in a second. You know,
I hear that a lot.
I would. And, oh, well, you're a couple states away from me, but I would come to you in a second if I could get down there.
I actually do have people who come from all over, but and we are very, very busy, you know. But I don't go around advertising, you know, this is what I do and I'm highly unusual and please come to me, because this is not the way that I work. I feel like everybody who comes in is meant to find me, so.
But you're an enlightened medical person, which almost never happens. I can tell you from experience, it almost never happens. Now I have a strange question for you, which
mm-hmm.
is, can you see things that come in with the people that come to your office?
Can I see what? I'm sorry, could you say that again?
The entities or energies that come in the door with the people who come to your office, can you actually see those things?
Sometimes I can see. Sometimes I'm much more of a knower and feeler. That's my, I have a very strong inner knowing. I listen to that. It's like I've been gifted with, I can focus and there's a knowing that comes to me and it comes to my whole body and it's very hard to explain. But I can, if I meet somebody, one of the things that I have a gift about is that I know their past. I can see what happened as they were growing. I can feel where the pain body is and what actually happened in their lives. Especially
wow.
for women and children, I know that kind of sense of it. There are times when I do see entities. There are times when I see people who have attachments to them who may have passed. There's still energy lingering around them, and sometimes they'll talk to me or through me to them. But I don't ask for specific things. These are just things that come. And one thing that I'm most familiar with is my knowing, my diagnostic skills. Like I get told a lot of information.
So in a way, you're really not just medically trained, but you're a medical intuitive.
Yes, I guess that's if you want a label for it. But I don't truly like labeling myself. This is the way I feel about me. I'm just me. And this is what I do and who I am. You know, what I do is who I am.
Wow,
so that's how it
amazing.
All kind of weaves together. Well, my
you're
ego
amazing.
Loves you right now.
You're amazing. Gosh, I wish you were closer. Incredible.
I don't know about that. I feel that everybody has gifts. And sometimes the more challenged we've been in our lives, the more those gifts grow, because we have to have had them grow. And that was part of my life. I didn't have the easiest time in my childhood, and I'm very thankful for that, because it gave me a way of having a real empathy for others and a way of walking where I wanted to learn to love life, which I do. I feel very blessed to just be alive, to just be able to experience in this world, to look around and see through these eyes and be able to share that. I mean, that's healing in itself, is just to be able to share a love of being alive.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And it really is. Now, for the folks who are listening, and say they're all, because people listen to this show all across the world and country, how is there services you offer to people, like on the phone or Skype?
Well, I can do remote work. It's actually very powerful to do remotes, and I'm open to doing that. I do not like Skyping, so I don't offer that. I find it it's distracting.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely do phone remotes. So if people need remote healing, I'd be glad to help them. And I don't mind talking to people either.
Okay, and what's the best way for people to reach you?
So the best way is they can email me. I think I gave you my email information. Do you want me to give it again? Or?
Yes, verbally, yeah. So the folks who do not see in the show page, it's all on the show page, but still, yeah.
Okay, so it's D-R-O, as in Dr. O, intent, I-N-T-E-N-T, at gmail.com. That's my email. You can also phone our office at 770-631-4873 and leave me a message. You can just explain that what it is that you're looking for and leave me a message. If I'm unable to talk right away, which is fairly often, it's hard because I'm pretty busy. You can call that number after hours and ask for me. So,
okay,
that's
very good.
The easiest way. And we have a web page, which is lifeboatmedicalassociates.com. It's not interactive, the web page, and it doesn't go into the energy healing stuff because it's not something that I feel is necessary to put out in that way.
Okay, very good. Well, we want to thank you so much for coming on the show here today. You do so much great work. Truly amazing, very gifted. Thank you for the work that you do for everybody every day.
Well, thank you for having me on. It's always nice to get such lovely feedback. And I appreciate the work that you do for everybody, too.
Well, thank you. Very kind. Okay. Well, we'll see you for your next show next month. So thanks again.
Okay. Thank you. Good night.
Okay. Good night. Bye-bye. All righty. And this show here is going to end, and our roundtable will now start. And I'll call back in, and we will get started here in 1 minute.